You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A government watchdog group in Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit seeking to prohibit billionaire Elon Musk from ever again offering cash payments to voters in the battleground state like he did in this spring's hotly contested Supreme Court race. The lawsuit was filed in state court on Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It says that Musk violated prohibitions on vote bribery and unauthorized lotteries. It also asks the court to order that he never do it again. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle crash Tuesday afternoon around 1:40. The crash occurred on Clyde Road in the township of Clyde. The Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. UW MedFlight landed near the accident scene and transported one occupant to a Madison hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. Milwaukee leaders say their support for traffic cameras to combat reckless driving. Proposed legislation at the Capitol would let the city implement a pilot program for automatic traffic safety cameras currently prohibited by state law. State Senator Dora Drake says these would not be a cash cow and that legislators are focused on ensuring that people's lives are protected, that they are safe, and that the city and law enforcement have the tools necessary to keep the community safe. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says residents are fed up with reckless drivers and the city needs every tool at its disposal in order to hold them to account. A statewide AAA survey last year found majorities in support of speed and red light cameras, which are allowed in 29 other states. Johnson also said he'll sign an ordinance giving police broader authority to deal with street takeovers. The Wisconsin Challenge Academy celebrated the graduation of more than 100 cadets. The ceremony in Mauston marked the completion of a rigorous 22 weeks of cadets. The Challenge Academy's structured military-style program emphasizes academic improvement, physical fitness, leadership, development, and life skills. The program is operated by the National Guard and is for at-risk youth struggling to succeed in traditional high school settings. A UTV operator sustained life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash. Tuesday morning at approximately 9:10, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of a UTV rollover crash with ejection on Coon Bluff Road, north of County Road P in the town of Delona. It was reported that the operator of the UTV was unconscious and had suffered a serious head injury. Initial responding emergency personnel located the UTV with extreme damage laying on its side on the east side of Coon Bluff Road, with the female operator having been ejected approximately 30 yards from where the UTV came to rest. The operator was transported from the scene with life-threatening injuries by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison. The name of the operator is being withheld at this time as the investigation is ongoing. Initial investigation showed that the UTV was southbound on Coon Bluff Road and attempted a passing maneuver on another vehicle. The operator entered the ditch and overcorrected, causing the UTV to roll over several times. The operator was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the UTV. Speed and operator inexperience are believed to be factors in the crash. The roadway was closed for several hours due to this incident, and the incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin DNR. You are invited to a celebration of service honoring Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's 3 decades on the Wisconsin Supreme Court just weeks before her retirement. The program will be held at 4:30 Thursday afternoon at the Capitol Rotunda. Originally from Richland Center, the 71-year-old graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. She worked as an attorney for 9 years before embarking on her judicial career. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court rather than appointed. She won re-election twice, first in 2005 and then in 2015. She was elevated to Chief Justice in May. Her seat on the court is being filled by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who was elected in April. Ann Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the court's 177-year history. It has included participation in more than 28,000 cases, 2,375 oral arguments, and the authorship of nearly 600 written opinions. A celebration of service will be held Thursday afternoon at 4:30 at the Capitol Rotunda, with a reception to follow. Members of the public interested in attending can RSVP online at justicewalshbradley.rsvpify.com, where you can also leave thank you and congratulatory notes. WRCO's Michael Hernan reports on an event taking place this weekend in Warrens.
The Wizards of Rod's Fun Run is back, and it will take place this Father's Day weekend. Here's Terry Filia about this year's rendition.
We are at our fourth year at the Log Cabin Grounds and Grand Theft Grounds in Warrens, Wisconsin, and it's our 44th. Not too many clubs can say they've had that many shows.
Filia goes through Friday and Saturday schedule for the event.
Our first activity on Friday is to take a fish fry cruise, and this year it's only about 2 miles, and we can all enjoy a fish dinner together. And then Saturday, of course, is vintage dress day. If you want to dress up in 40s, 50s, whatever, you're welcome to do that. We will have a DJ. We have two food trucks scheduled to be there for breakfast and lunch on Saturday and Sunday. We have games to play. We have a fan belt toss, radiator fill, several other ones, and this year we're going to have valve cover racing. And at 1 o'clock is our pinup contest, which a lot of people like and enjoy watching. And we have a silent auction going on from 9 until 2 o'clock both days. Got some nice items. They're posted on our website, Wizards of Rod's Car Club, and you can see a few of the items that are posted for that. We have vendor swaps, spots for vendors to bring in their automotive parts and other things. We're going to have a tattoo artist again this year for the second year. We have two pinstripers if you want to get your automobile pinstripe, and we are going to have plenty of activities. At 3:30, there's a poker run, then there's going to be plenty of camping spots, and we will have flame throwing at dusk.
The Wizards of Rods will take place Friday through Sunday. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up. Yesterday, Jordan Love hit former Chiefs and Jets wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a 70-yard touchdown pass. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness, with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show. And maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits, 21, you can get into bars legally, and 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, more of the same, scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.